The radiant heat of Baldemnik's primary beat down on his exposed skin, and a persistent offshore wind tugged at the robe. West and south, as far as his eyes could see, was an expanse of azure ocean, curling white where it pounded the coastline. Rugged, denuded hills vanished into sea mist. Plagueis imagined a time when forest had blanketed the landscape before the indigenous Khonmi had felled the trees for building materials and firewood. Now what vegetation survived was confined to the steep-sided gorges that separated the brown hills. A somber beauty. Perhaps, he thought, there was more to recommend the planet than deposits of Cortosis ore. A resident of Munalist for most of his adult life, Plagueis was no stranger to ocean worlds. But unlike most Munes, he was also accustomed to remote low-tech ones, having spent his childhood and adolescence on a host of similar planets and moons. With that hemisphere of Baldemnik rotating quickly into night, the wind was increasing in strength and the temperature was dropping. The map he had called up on the comlink showed that the planet's primary spaceport was only a few hundred kilometers to the south. Tenebris had intentionally skirted the port when they had made planetfall, coming in over the northern ice cap rather than over the sea. Plagueis calculated that he could cover the distance to the spaceport by evening of the following day, which would still give him a standard week in which to return to Munalinst in time to host the gathering on Sojourn. But he knew, too, that the route would take him through areas inhabited by both elite and plebeian Khonmi. So he resolved to travel at night to avoid contact with the noisome and xenophobic reptilian sapients. There was little point to leaving dead bodies in his wake. Cinching the robe around his waist, he began to move, slowly at first, then gathering speed, until to any being watching he would have appeared a dazzling blur, an errant dust devil racing across the treeless terrain. He hadn't run far before he chanced upon a rudimentary trail impressed in places with the footprints of indigenes, and he paused to study them. Barefoot lower-class Khonmi had left the prints, probably fisher folk, whose thatched roof dwellings dotted the shoreline. Plagueis reckoned the size and weight of the reptilians responsible for the tracks, and estimated the time elapsed since they had passed. Drawing himself up, he scanned the dun hills, then sniffed the wind, wishing he were imbued with even a touch of Tenebris' olfactory acuity. Up ahead, he was bound to encounter elite Khonmi as well, or at the very least, their cliffside dome dwellings. Night fell as he resumed his pace. The ocean shone silver under starlight, and night-blooming flora scented the humid air with heady aromas. Predators of any size had been hunted to extinction on the northern island continents, but the deep gorges were home to countless varieties of voracious insects that set upon him in clouds as he picked his way through the dense underbrush. Lowering his body temperature and slowing his breathing to alter the mixture of gases in his exhalations did little to dissuade the insects, so after a while he ceased all attempts at warding them off and surrendered to their thirst for blood, which they drew freely from his face, neck, and hands. Let them devour the old Plagueis, he thought.